Israelis aren't the only ones feeling a bit pessimistic, but Palestinians are gloomy for different reasons. In the wake of the documents made public by The Guardian and Al Jazeera, Palestinians see their leaders as sellouts, ready to hand over holy sites in Jerusalem and to compromise on the right of return of Palestinian refugees. The World's Matthew Bell reports from the West Bank.
One quote from the leaked documents that strikes many people in the Arab world as particularly galling comes from Chief Palestinian Negotiator Saeb Erekat. He allegedly offered his Israeli counterparts in 2008, quote, the biggest Yerushalayim in history, unquote. Erekat's supposed use of the Hebrew word for Jerusalem doesn't sit well with some students at Bir Zeit University in the West Bank. A 20-year-old computer science student, who won't give her name, says she's deeply disappointed in the Palestinian leadership's apparent willingness to make these kinds of concessions with Israel, but she's not really surprised.
We all knew that Palestine was sold completely. We all knew that there were secret agreements being formulated between the Palestinian leadership and the Israelis. We all knew that the negotiations were moving in that direction, but the Palestinian people could not do anything.
Another student, Anis Abu Halawa, says Palestinians would never agree to giving up so much of East Jerusalem, not to mention parts of the Old City. He says it's time for the people to do something drastic, as they did in 1987 and 2000.
We have to make a sacrifice one more time. It's obvious.
You're talking about another intifada.
Yes.
He says Palestinians should rise up against their own government, just as the people of Tunisia are doing, and then rise up against Israel.
So we have to make a new intifada or a new movement on the large scale, a massive one, so we can claim what the people died for before, what the people had sacrificed. A lot of mothers lost their sons. A lot of people are imprisoned. We have to make something that continues what they have done.
Other students feel the same way, he says, but they won't talk about their frustrations openly because they're afraid of being arrested. It's undoubtable that people are frustrated, says Mahmoud Lebedi. He's a spokesman from the ruling Fatah party in Ramallah. Lebedi says he can't comment on the details of the leaked documents, but he says the Palestinian Authority is not about to sell out to the Israelis.
If we want, and if we have already accepted, to live in a two-state solution with the Israeli state, it doesn't mean that we have to give up our rights.
Nonetheless, the leaked documents are an embarrassment to the Palestinian Authority, says political analyst Hani Al-Masri. The credibility of Palestinian leaders is being damaged, Masri says, because they are perceived as being willing to give up important parts of Jerusalem and get nothing in return from Israel. The Palestinian Authority must review its strategy, Masri says, now that the Oslo peace process has failed. He says it's not time to launch another violent intifada, but to find a new way forward. Masri says Israel will not give anything to the Palestinians as long as the two sides are friends. The Palestinian Authority has to start showing that it is Israel's adversary, he says, and there are numerous ways to do that, by engaging in nonviolent resistance, by seeking international recognition as a state, and by ending security cooperation with Israel in the West Bank. The so-called Palestinian Papers have set off a media frenzy in the Arab world, and what doesn't bode well for the Obama administration is that many commentators see the documents as further proof that the peace process is dead. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Ramallah and the West Bank.
If you want to hear more about the Palestinian Papers, editors from The Guardian examine what the documents reveal so far and what the newspaper has yet to publish at theworld.org. And there's a lively discussion on Twitter as well. Be sure to add your thoughts. Again, that's at theworld.org.